Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because there is none like you. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Father, we ask that everyone here today will experience you in ways we have not before and be glorified and be honored. Thank you again and again and again. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. And before we sit down, help me shake the hands of three people around you. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Give him a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. I feel like singing. It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today. In the name of Jesus. It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well. It is well. It is well with our soul. It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well. With our soul. Alright, take your seat. We'll go into the word very briefly. Hallelujah. Like 28 days. How time flies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. 28 years ago exactly, we were at the Abuja Center for Arts and Culture, Option 2 restaurant, first floor. I think that restaurant is still there. At our 25th anniversary, we went back to the same restaurant and did a documentary for the church. Bishop Abioye was in my office 3 days ago. When he saw the office, he said, how big is this office versus where the church started? It's not comparable. Because the office size now is much, much bigger than the starting of the church. And this is where we are. This morning, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I will speak very quickly on the subject of power for destiny restoration, which is the mandate of this commission. Power for destiny restoration. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, the Bible said, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. As we grew up as young men, this one will stand up and say, it's an apostle. This one is a prophet. This one is this and this one is that. And many of them, many people had visions. This is my vision. This is my calling. This is my assignment. And I asked the Lord, I said, what is my own vision? Lord, give me a vision. What is my vision? For ministry. He said, let my vision be your vision. Just make my own vision your vision. So I say, Lord, what is your vision? He said his vision is to return man back to where man was when he created him. Which is the basis of our assignment, the restoration of human destinies and dignities by the administration of the benefit of redemption. Through the ministry of the word and the demonstration of power. Combining word and power to take man back to where what it was before man fell. And so, our objective this morning is understanding destiny restoration. It's important to know that God created man in his image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 28, and God blessed them. God made man in his image. God made man in his likeness. So man was created to look like and function like God. Let that sink into your mind. Man was created to look like and function like God. Man was created in the class of God to freely relate with God. Created in the class of God to freely relate with God. That, you might take it as a second thing to note. Freely relate with God and communicate with him intelligently, with mutual understanding. Made man in his image, in his likeness. Man was created literally, I think this might be point number three, literally as an envy of the angels and celestial beings. Because there was none of the angels that was created in the image of God or in the likeness of God or to look like God. So we are literally the envy of the angels. What is man that no wonder the psalmist said, when I behold the heavens and the works of your hands, in Psalm chapter 8 from verse 1. He said, what is man that you are so mindful of him? And the son of man that you visited him. Thou hast made him a little lower than. That word angels is a Hebrew Elohim, which is a plural form for God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You made him a little lower than Elohim and crowned him with honor and with glory. That was how man was. I want us to do a lot of thanksgiving this morning celebration. And that may make me not to be able to go into detail of how man looked at creation. But he was created like to look like God, to function like God. Everything looked great until man fell. Man functioned like God to the point where God brought the animals for man to name. Whatever name Adam gave, that was the name. That is what God called them. Until man fell. What is the implication of the fall of man? Every privilege and heritage, every divine privilege and heritage was lost. Alongside the doom of the soul of man, every divine privilege and heritage was lost. That is what brought in our assignment. Restoring man back to what he lost. Is somebody following so far? That's what this ministry is about. What God had in mind when he created man. How he wanted us to function. Taking us back there to that original function, which was why Christ died. Because he said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. All have sinned and fallen short of glory. Romans 3:23. He created us crowned with glory. Sin came and dropped us from glory. Christ came to restore us back to glory. Colossians 1:27. It is that assignment of restoration back to where we dropped from that we are all about. Am I communicating? Say amen. So what was it that, what attribute, what heritage, what privilege did we have in God that must be restored? Easiest way is to look at God and how does God function? What are the things that are in God that was in man that was lost? Number one, spirituality. Our assignment is the restoration of our spirituality. So we are looking at the privilege that must be restored. Spirituality. The Bible said in John chapter 4 and in verse 24, he said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So you are the temple of God, and God is spirit, and his spirit lives in you. So a major assignment of the restoration agenda, or the mandate of restoration, is to return us back to our spirit status. Spiritual status. So that we are delivered from the carnal earthly level. Restoration to spirit status, spiritual status. So that we don't live earthbound lives. Earth-centered lives, carnal-centered lives. Spirituality. Number two is mentality. And that is in bracket, is wisdom. One of the things you want to know about God is that he is the all-wise God. Romans chapter 16 verse 27. Romans 16:27. The Bible said, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. Also speaking about God. Now unto the King, eternally immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That is, God is the embodiment of wisdom. Jude chapter 1 and verse 25, again talking about God in his wisdom, the Bible talked about Jude 1:25, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now and forever. When man fell, his mentality died. Mentality fell. So they will manufacture the work of their hands and bow for it and call it God. He says somebody will cut wood, dress it like masquerade, and then finish working the work of his hand that he manufactured with his hand, and then bow for it and call it his God. That was what Aaron did. When Moses was on the mountain, he molded calf and then molded it and said, behold your God that brought you from Egypt. This thing just appeared now. And they came from Egypt since. That is how brain dies. When people are disconnected from God. Adam was covering themselves with fig leaves. So how far? But a major agenda of Jesus' assignment, you know, in the book of Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 12, wisdom was one of the things that Jesus came to purchase, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom. Dealing wisely in the affairs of life. High frequency mentality. Supernatural sensibility. You are not a dummy, you are not a dullard. The realm of inventiveness and creativity. That was number two, mentality. Number three is vitality. That is kakrakarity. Kakraka. The realm of energy and strength and resilience. We serve a God who does not know tiredness. In Psalm 121 and in verse 4, the Bible said he neither sleeps nor slumbers. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber, he's not tired. Job chapter 12 and in verse 13 and in verse 16, the Bible says strength is with him. With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. With him is strength and wisdom. Hallelujah. With him is strength and wisdom. Part of your heritage in God that was lost is a sickless life. That is why when Christ died, the Bible said he himself took our infirmities, carried our diseases. That is why we preach and healing and pray for the sick. Because our original status at creation was a sickless status. You are not meant to be a carrier of any garbage of infirmity. And the things I'm saying today will be corrected in the course of this service. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. God is sickless, tireless, weariless. He created us in his image. And that is also our portion. Vitality. Number four, right? Is authority. Authority. In chargeness. God is in charge. He created us to be in charge. Isaiah chapter 46 and in verse 9. Isaiah 46 and in verse 9. Very, very interesting. It says, remember the former things of old. For I am God. And there is none else. I am God. Aya. Obada bada. I am God. And there is none like me. That is, I know I am in charge. I am in control. I am here. I day. Now there is one that excites me the most. Isaiah 44 verse 8. When God was talking about himself, so exciting, so interesting. He said, fear ye not, fear ye not. You know fear me. Neither be afraid. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Say, have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yeah, there is no God. I am not aware of any. I know not any. If he doesn't know, can anyone exist? Is there anything under heaven he will not know? Is there a God beside me? I'm not aware. It's not. To the best of my vast knowledge, none exist. So I don't have a successful competitor. I don't have a successful contender. Who they call Satan, the devil, is a time waster. I just gave him time and his time will soon expire. And I will send Michael and some of the angels to kick him into the bottomless pit. He will be bound there in prison for a start for 1,000 years before he starts his journey of eternal hellfire. Authority. You were created in the image of an authoritative God. You are not permitted to be a weakling. You are not permitted to be intimidated by any devil, any agent of darkness, any occultic personality, or any witchcraft entity. You are created in the image and likeness of the audacious God. Lion's child is not permitted to die of hunger. Elephant Peking cannot suffer convulsion. It's a proverb in my place. Am I speaking to somebody here? Let me climb here. Somebody say after me, I was created in the image, in the likeness of the audacious, authoritative, almighty God. I am not permitted to be a victim, to be the victim of any agenda of hell. In combatant military operations, when a person behaves too lousy, the general say, my friend, wake up. The permission to wake up, sir. Help me, 33 people. Say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hey! 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 Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, the days of timidity, the days of weakness in my life, they are over forever. I want an impartation of an aggressivity. An aggressivity of spirituality today. I sat in a plane one day and a man was making incantation. I don't know what he was making. And I sat beside him and he was talking. And I look, I say, here. And we are flying in the air. And there is no parking space in the air. Will I leave you to talk like that? I position my mouth in his direction. Shagala shokoparas. He shifted, he adjusted his seat. It's me and you. Too bad for you, they sat you beside me. Hair does not know forehead. No matter how desperate the hair is, can he grow on the nose? Hey! 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 Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them, wake up with fire. Wake up like fire. Put the devil where he belongs. Put the forces of darkness where they belong. Authority is your destiny. Tell somebody, authority is your destiny. Now hear me, I stand here today by the authority of the mantle and the mandate of this commission. Every force of hell positioned around your life to resist your destiny, to slow down God's purpose in your life, they are roasted by fire. They are roasted by fire. Somebody shout, power! In the village, even masquerade, fear masquerade. The devil knows who is madder than him. In the name that is above every name, today is a new day for you. Give the Lord a big clap of Hannah and take your seat. Your destiny is spirituality, is divine mentality, It is vitality. It is authority. It's prosperity. It's prosperity. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 is a word that the devil and his demons hate, but it's okay. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 24 and in verse 1. Psalm 24 and in verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, everything on the earth. Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 8 and in verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 and in verse 9. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter house, of this latter house, shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Psalm 50 and in verse 12. Psalm 50 and in verse 12. The Bible said, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee of, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Somebody say a loud amen. Again, like I said, I do not have too much time, but when God created the Garden of Eden, everything man would need was in place before he arrived. Everything he would need. He didn't wake up and say, I need water and there was no water. I needed fruit and there was no food. Before he arrived. In the Garden of Eden, there were four rivers. The river Hiddekel, the river Tigris, the other river Euphrates, and the fourth river that went to the land of Havilah. The Bible says in that land there was gold. Gold was embedded in the Garden of Eden when man didn't know what gold was all about. When he didn't know what to do with gold. He said there were four rivers in Eden. Can you locate that and put it on the screen? And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name, keep going, and the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. I think you skipped the first one. And the river went out of Eden. The name of it, of the first, is Pishon. That is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Man was created already with gold deposit in the earth. He was created already inside the garden. And God planted the garden east. And he put the man there. Why didn't God plant that and put the man there? God planted the garden east and put man there. So man was created and positioned in the garden, not the desert. A garden, not a wilderness. Eden, by meaning, Hebrew word is pleasure, pleasant. Not created for pressure. And he said, my plan is to ensure that my people return back to that Eden. You see that in Joel chapter 2, verse 3. The fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land in front of them is as the garden of Eden. I have an Edenic destiny for them. Yeah, and nothing shall escape them. The end time church is going to experience Eden's lifestyle in terms of everything. So the pain of the devil and his anointed demon agents, demonets. Hallelujah. This is our level where we are going to in prosperity. Was that number 5? I'll stop there for this service. We will look at 5 more in the second service. And I'd like you to get the message, because they are all, we have supernaturality. We have proficiency, we have liberty, we have possibility. We are looking at all of that as our realm where we are to be restored to in the second service. But now, let us proceed. What are the keys to this restoration. Okay. The way into restoration, number one, is the maintenance of divine presence. The presence of God is what we were created into at the beginning. Man commune with God on a continuous basis. So if we are to see the things that we lost, we must connect back with the presence of God. Psalm 17 and in verse 15, Psalm 17 and in verse 15, if we are to look like God, we must be located in God. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I will behold your face. I will look at your face in righteousness. You want to have your destiny, what God has in mind for you, restored? The presence of God is the way. Number two is living in his character of uprightness. Living in God's character of uprightness. In Psalm 24 verse 1, all the way to verse 3, Psalm 24, it said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He said, it is those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He said, this shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Uprightness, clean hands, pure heart will cause you to be positioned where you are meant to be positioned in life. It is as the eagle refuses to taste corruption that it is flying high 10,000 feet above sea level. As the vulture decided to love corruption, that is why it is where it is. Beloved, living in God's character of uprightness will take you up to where you belong in life, in Jesus' precious name. Number two, or number three, is living in his nature of love. God is love. Now we are talking about returning back to what was lost in the Garden of Eden. God is love. If we want to be look like God, because he made us in his image, we must live in love. 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 8. We must live in love. We must live in love. Now the series we preached on love, someone sent to me and he said that the thing is going around afresh. Please push it out again afresh and let's saturate our world and let's also take advantage of it ourselves. Living in his nature of love. Hallelujah. Number four is connection to the light of his word. The word of God is God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The word of God is the carrier of the life of God. John chapter 6 verse 63. He said, and the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So as we connect with the word of God, the revelation of the word, it will bring out the nature of God in our lives and also take us to our destiny. Connection to the light of God's word. Number five is aligning with his purpose for our lives. Aligning with his purpose. You want to reach your destiny, you must understand your purpose. What did you create me to do with my life? In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. He spoke to Jeremiah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Lord, what did you form me with in mind? What did you have in mind before you formed me? What would I do with my life? And we begin by doing what he generally called us to do. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. We begin by living for him. And then we get into other details. Don't just step into business because everybody is in business. Don't just do the things at random because everybody is doing it. Just ensure that you step into God and he guided you into his purpose for your life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number six is following his voice of direction for life. Now you have understood what your purpose is, But to reach your destiny, you must follow his voice of direction. Israel could not enter the promised land until they followed the cloud. You follow his voice of direction. A step at a time. In Exodus 13 and in verse 21. Exodus 13 and in verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. You follow his voice of direction. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You follow his voice of direction. You follow his voice of direction, you reach your destination. Is God speaking to somebody here? Say it loud, amen. We have various materials written on that purpose, posturing for divine direction, and that will be helpful. Numbers, what number are we now? Number 7 is submission to priestly and prophetic covering. God places priests and prophets over the lives of his people to guide them to their destiny. Priestly and prophetic blessing. You follow the instructions, the impartations of your priest, and you are guided. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, was he preserved. One of the things that God did for me very, very early was to connect me with my priest and prophet for life and destiny. Right from the days of the university, I had acquired tapes in those days, over 50, listening to the voice of this prophet. Before stepping into ministry, encounter with oil poured. And you know what? I was only 2 years old now when he appointed me on the board of a ministers' conference forum. I was wondering. Our ministry was only 4 or 5 years when I was made a member of the Senate of the Covenant University, Board of Regents, 2001, 2003. As I look back in retrospect, I ask myself, what do you see in a ministry of 2 years old and you made him a member of a conference, leadership, others? That journey guided us to the way we are today. An arrogant generation that have no fatally and prophetic covering. Stunted progress arrest. I heard from our bishop. Archbishop Benson, the host are raised. I won't go into the detail. But one day, Archbishop Idahosa said he should come. He said, I am not coming. He sent him 3 bishops to go tell him to come. He said, I won't come. The bishop said, put it in writing that you say you won't come. He wrote it. He took the letter to the Archbishop. He carried the letter, tore it. And he wrote back to him, he said, now my hands are off your life. Face your life. He tore the letter. He said, the moment that happened, hell broke loose. He was preaching around the world, so he considered that he had arrived. Hell broke loose. He started looking for who will pray for him, intercessor, this and that. After the prayer, someone said, you offended a major mantle. I told one man, he said, pray for me. He said, no, is that man too you need to go and apologize to? Yes. Before he went back and said, sir, I am sorry. I thought I have arrived. The lion Benson Idahosa. Heart of love like never. His heart went out in compassion. He said, you are forgiven. Then he uttered one voice. Satan! What happened is between me and your and my son. You have no hand here. Check out. Level deal. There are levels. There are ranks. There are dimensions. And we are all children of God by grace. But we do not occupy the same rank in the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We don't. And right now, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. That prophetic authority, that priestly mantle is needed to assist you reach where God wants you to reach. And that is why by his message we are here, under also prophetic and priestly covering for years. And I declare today, you will reach where God wants you to reach. Every devil that said you should not be what God wants you to be, whether they are demons or humans, I declare today they are cleared out of the way. You will reach where God wants you to reach. Finally, you want to fulfill your destiny. We fulfill by living in his praise. Living in his praise. Living in his praise. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21. Isaiah 43 and in verse 21. He said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. I created them for my praise. I didn't create them for them to do what they want with their lives. I didn't create them to live anyhow. I created them for my praise. And once you are ready to carry out the function of your creation, you are ready to arrive at your destination. If you are ready to, see, many of us, murmuring is too much in our lives, grumbling and complaining. He didn't say these people I formed to buy a car necessarily. Even though the prosperity, the supply, the abundance is on ground, but these people have I formed for my praise. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Revelation 4:11. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. Your hands. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy, O Lord. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy praises they are. Anybody ready to give God praise today? You are ready to give the Lord the praise today? Stand on your feet to the shout of praise. Shout out praise. While we go ahead, please be upstanding. While we go ahead in this praise, any testimony you have heard God done, you see, we have seen things in this ministry from the scratch. One, two, three. Three breasts. One, two. Another one hiding in the armpit. Yes, auxiliary breast, polymesia, cost of service, disappeared. Young girl is about 18 or 19, no breast, no menses. Her system is like a man. Huh? Baby, I don't know whether I, whatever. Menstruation arrived. Female development. Man had testicle removed by surgery. New one appeared. Woman had fallopian tube removed by surgery in Makurdi about 20 something years ago. We're still in Tito Yogurt place where the church started around the railway crossing. Bam! Tube restored. All manner of incredible things. One day they brought a child in the Rewan church. I think it was a child of a carpenter. Dead. I anointed the child in the name of Jesus. Wake up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Nothing happened on the spot. I said, go ahead, praise the Lord. The child is awake. On the way, child sneezed back to life. We need to hear more. We need to hear. Because there are things that this, the one I just mentioned now, is church under 7 years. That is, the force of the oil has been long. I was walking in the night vigil one day at Area One, and I said, there's someone near me here whose womb was removed by surgery. And the lady ran out, and she had surgery, womb removed, hands laid. Went to check herself, womb is back. I saw her sister in the church here about this year. So I said, where is your sister? How is she? Because she was in the university then. So she's fine. The system is still back. All of this that I have mentioned, I'm mentioning, please, if you are here or you are hearing me online, I'd like you to return back for proper documentation of this. We're in Kaduna for crusade. Now, church in Kaduna. In the evening, and a woman, I think it was Pastor Bear who was there. No. Pastor Bath. One of couldn't see with the eyes. After she said she saw in a dream where she saw me wearing shiny shoes I like to wear most of the times. I said, I like to touch this shoe. In her blind state in the dream, she touched the shoe and her eyes opened in the physical as she woke up. From a little beginning where people didn't give us any benefit of the doubt, they called us children church. Another one said children of battered people. That if you are looking for each and wealthy people, look for another church, but this one is for people who are struggling. See how beautiful a struggling church is. See how little it is. Running crusade all the time without taking offering. Somebody say, God punish the devil. Overpunish the devil and their hatred and bitterness and wickedness. To ministering to presidents of nations. I received a message from one of them on phone the other day. To discipling territories. Somebody say amen. Amen. There are many things we can't talk about. But at the right time, you will hear of them. Somebody say louder, amen. We've seen resurrections. We've seen fruit of the womb. We've seen all manner. We've seen judgmental manner. We were doing night vigil in area one. All of a sudden, they ran to me and said they saw somebody outside from the earth. What is it? A woman flying from Nasarawa State going to Mina for their meeting. Passed a no-flight zone and dropped from the air. It's not everywhere you can fly, and not everybody you can touch. More of them will be dropping around your life, around your family. More will be dropping. Let me read one testimony to you, and then we'll just rush. So I'm telling you all of this to just stretch your mind. Crawling, paralyzed. All I need is just to touch the gate of this church, and I'll be healed. Bam. Electric. Now, as I am saying them now, I believe that more drastic things will erupt in the season we are in right now. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. I don't know if we're going to overlap the service this morning, but hear this testimony. In Dunamis, there is no destiny battered, shattered, or scattered. That can be gathered by God's power. I want to return all the glory to God. Firstly, I came to Dunamis null and void. Completely zero. Person that is talking now is here in the service now. Sleeping on the floor of the passage. No house. Had lost husband before she came. Had no children in the marriage for 15 years. Then as she kept on hearing and applying the word of God from the servant of God, suddenly God gave her a massive turnaround. One, God gave her a husband while she was a widow. While she was married, she was barren, and then the husband died. So she's a widow that was a barren widow. But God gave her the husband, and after a few years, broke the yoke of the barrenness, gave them two children. For somebody living, sleeping in the passage of the house, of another house, God bless her with a good job. Good job. The kind of job that you earn in multiple zeros. And various academic qualifications. Bless her with houses. Houses. Landed properties. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Was the stone the builders rejected. Has become the head of the corner. God is indeed Lord over all in Dunamis. To him alone be all the glory. Above only that is our place. It's in the service here now. But as I didn't secure permission, I won't ask her to come out. From sleeping in somebody's passage to owning houses at posh areas in the town. That is raw power. Like they say in America, power man. To dance, and I want us to dance this dance for 10 minutes. That will leave us with only 10 minutes left. And if you have a testimony that is 25 years old, as I'm recounting some of these, you're 25 years, 27 years, 28 years old, we would like to hear it. Even if we can't hear it today, we'll chronicle it. We can hear some in the second service. Are you ready? Help me walk to seven people. Tell them, get ready, your testimony shall manifest now. Now, please, while we are celebrating, everywhere we are in Dunamis worldwide, I want the celebration to be intense. While we are celebrating, I like you to be dancing for what you are trusting God for. He will give you at least one anniversary gift today. Be dancing for what you are trusting God for. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them, congratulations, your testimony is coming.
I come before your majesty, not to see what I can get from you, but to see what I can give.
Feel free. The front is free. The aisles are free. Let's go.
To say, Lord, I come before, not to see, but to see what I can give. Say, but what can I give? I am.
Celebrate when that testimony you are trusting God for happens. When you are on your wedding day, when you are dedicating your child. Listen to this. Within the last 2 weeks, we have heard the testimonies of people above 50 delivering children. The other one on Tuesday last week, husband was 60 something years, wife was around 54. He was the age of a grandfather. The devil said he shouldn't give birth. But she had an encounter. And she said, I was telling people, I said, look at this woman. You all will soon celebrate with her. And I am telling you this right now. Everybody should look at you right now. And all of us connected. Your world will soon celebrate with you. Whatever you are trusting God to celebrate, they will celebrate with you. Go ahead and let's go.
And it's sicker.
anywhere you are.